Lakuta Teda Mahalaischa, page 58. Okay, Batsuk's have Aleischa Sanedes. When you and when Adon Akain kindles the Meneda, Mulpani Amaneda, facing the face, opposite the face of the Meneda, Yiru Shiva Sanedes. You have to kindle the seven Nedes. Basically, the mitzvah of Hadlaka Saned, lighting the Meneda. In a Inyan Meneda, Nema Bischaria, also the Inyan of the lighting of the Meneda is mentioned in the Navi Zacharia. I saw that there was a golden Meneda, and he said, and I said, Mo'el Adoni, what is this all about, my master? This is the words of Hashem to Zerubbabel, Pidush, Ke'inyan. So what does it say? It says, this is the word of Hashem to Zerubbabel about kindling the Meneda. So you see, kindling the Meneda is called Dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem. Pek'inyan Meneda b'chinas Dvar Hashem shumaka neshamas Yisrael. The Dvar Hashem, which is the source of Yiddish and neshamas, u'kamay merazal. I mean, it's a k'may merazal saying. Ata nefach to be, like it says in the Pasuk. That Hashem blew into us. So the Meneda basically deals with the source of the neshamas of the Yid. And the Jews are called Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was one of the Nevi'im over there. So it says, V'yem Hashem el Zerubbabel refers that this is what Hashem said to Zerubbabel. This is, like he said, this is the Dvar Hashem. Zerubbabel, he says, represents the Jew. Why? How does Zerubbabel get to the Jew? Because it says, Razati Ali Ba'aretz. Zerubbabel is two words. Zeru, planting, Bavel. At that time, the Jews were in Golus and Bavel. So Hashem planted the Jews. Remember, we learned in the other Maimer. Hashem planted the Jews in Bavel to grow things more in the ground, right? You come down, you grow more things.
Zerubbabel was
and even the Nasi is called Zerubbabel because of this. Zel Dvar Hashem El Zerubbabel, which is the Inyan of Meneda. The whole Inyan of Meneda has to do with Neshamas of Eden. Why can Neshama Kriya Ned? The Neshama is called Ned Hashem Nishmas Adam. Uklaldus Neshamas Yisrael. Therefore, the general Neshamas are called Meneda. Each individual Jew is called Ner, and the Jews collectively are called Meneda. Now, Yesh Barbachina Zayin Nedis. There's seven candles in the Meneda, Shem Zayin Madregas Bavedas Hashem. Seven levels of serving Hashem. Some people serve Hashem, Mi'ava Moshe Kamayim, like with love. Some do it with fear, like fire. And some people do it Teirai Deikava Memutza. And there's through Nitzachin and Netzach and Haid and Haidoya, V'chein Yeshaveda Yisnasus, and like the level of call yourself the name Malachim Haim. In other words, like this. The obvious question is, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Hashem didn't have the Meneda and the Beis Hamikdash for light. They didn't have Chil La'eruhu Tzarech. Hashem doesn't need light. What was the purpose of the Meneda and the Beis Hamikdash? It says, Simenu lechol boy olam shashchina shere b'Yisrael. It's a sign for all people that the Shechina rests among the Jewish people. So the question is, why were there seven branches of the Meneda? What's wrong with two, one, five? I mean, let's schedule seven. So it's explained because the Meneda represents the Jewish people. Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. There's seven different ways of serving Hashem. Some people serve Hashem with chesed and gvura and teferes and netzach and hayt and yaseid and malchus. So there's seven different ways of serving Hashem. So therefore, the lighting the Meneda represents Adon HaKohen kindling and illuminating every type of different yid. But the whole concept of the Meneda represents neshamas. And he says in Beis, Vinei Adon HaMad L'Kasaneiris HaLolu. Adon was the one that kindled the neshamas. Fishim and Shiva, Reimam Shichim, Chayez V'Lokus, L'Cholz and Shamas. Yisrael. Like we learned, there are seven Nesiyim and Shmein and Nesichei Adam. But now he's talking about the seven Nesiyim, the seven, what did they do? They give life to the Yid. They sustain the Yid. He says they bring them Chayis. They're called the seven shepherds. What does a shepherd do? A shepherd feeds the flock. What do these seven shepherds do? They feed the Jewish people. And they bring down to elevate this love of Hashem. And to kindle within the Jew the burning fire, misalhetes, which is inflamed, meaning like this: every Jew, the neshama is within them, sometimes very covered, with a lot of yetzahara, nefshabamis, a lot of spiritual mud. So, what's the job of Aaron HaKohen? To kindle the menera of that every Jew has, in other words, to reveal the neshama within every Jew has, to reveal not only the natural instinctive love, but to reveal it.
That's why he shook up and he was full of sweat every day.
That's why he didn't shake. He did. He says in this week's parsha, Kain Osa, so he did. And Rashi calls him the Gemara in the Medrash, Lahagit Shvachin Shalarn Shleishina. Tells us the greatness of Aaron that he didn't change. He did exactly what he had to do. So the question is, women light Shabbos candles every week. What's the big deal? You take a match, he took a match from the Mizbeach, the fire from the Mizbeach, and he lit the menorah. What's the big deal? So the answer is, we light the Hanukkah candles. We light a candle. Aaron was illuminating all seven different types of Jews. And not only that, like it says in the Parsha, Teosa Menera, in this week's Parsha, Rashi Teosa means it should be made. So Meshe Rabbeinu did know how to make the Menera. Hashem told him to throw it into the fire, and out came a Menera. Okay, so the question is, there are more complicated things in the Mishkan than the Menera. Yeah, the Menera had to be from one piece of gold banged out, but they did that, all the future Meneras, they did the same thing. What was so difficult that Meshe Rabbeinu couldn't get it? Hashem says, throw it into fire. What does that help throwing into fire? What's fire? What's the union of fire? So Chassidus explains what Meshe couldn't understand, and this was the Aved of Aaron. How can one person kindle every single different type of Jew? You know, I can have a relationship with you, but not with somebody else. To say that this person, Aaron HaKohen, kindled the menorah of every single Jew, how could that be possible? Because every Jew is different, opposites. How could it be? So Hashem told them two things. Number one, the menorah is another unique thing. The menorah was not allowed to be made piecework. Right? You couldn't make the stems and then solder it together or whatever. It had to be one piece of gold, one block of gold that had to bang it. What? What does Hashem care if they would take piecework? It would look exactly the same. The answer is, this is again speaking about the neshama of a yid. How is it possible to knock out, to light, seven people from... Because the answer is, everybody comes from the same place. It's one piece of gold. It's not piecework. You're different than me, I'm different than you, and all seven branches, all seven different types of yid, really in the source, are one piece of gold. In Yechidah, there's no difference. It's all the same neshama. And then Meshe Rabbeinu, then you knock it out. So Hashem said, and besides that, Meshe Rabbeinu said, but still, how is it possible? Hashem said, throw into the fire. What does that mean? It does have to do with fire. Because fire represents the neshama's fire. Ner Hashem Nishma Sodom is the candle of God. So when you throw it into the fire of godliness, and every Jew comes in the same place, Aaron is able to kindle every single different possible menera. That's what was the uniqueness of the menera. So he says, Aaron is kindling the menera of every single Jew. So he says, who did it? Aaron HaKohen. So he says, the Yuvin behegdim. Hef is the Yisrael Ma'ilu B'chinas Aaron Ma'ilu Samadrega Savram Avinu Olav HaSholem, who is also called Avram Eyavi. Avram also served Hashem with Ava. What did Aaron HaKohen, we just read in Pirkei Avos, Oyev Shalem? So Aaron was a level of Ava. Kohen is Chesed. Kohen is the level of Ava. Like we say in Birchas Kohanim. What do they say? With love. And that's why it's another, the Velt says another, it's brought down as far. That after Berchas Kohenim, everybody goes to the Kohen and says either Yashu Koyach, if you're Ashkenazic, or Chazak or Boruch, right? When you put on tefillin every day, I don't say thank you. You put on tzitzis, I don't say thank you. It's a mitzvah, you have to do it. A Kohen has a mitzvah to bless the Jew. Why are you telling him Yashu Koyach? Why are you telling thank you? It's his mitzvah. If he doesn't do it, he transgresses a positive mitzvah, three positive mitzvahs in the Torah.
You say Yashar Koach to everybody.
No. When you put on tefillin, I don't tell Yashar Koach.
No.
So the answer is, you're telling him Yashar Koach because the mitzvah, the Shasim Shavit Sivarna Levarach Hasami Yisrael. The mitzvah is to bless the Eden. But the Kohen does it be ahava, with love. That's what you're thanking him for. That he benches Birchas Kohanim, that's a mitzvah. You don't say thank you for that. What are you saying thank you? So now like this. Avram Avinu is Ava and Aaron HaKohen is Ava. What's the difference between the two? What's the difference between Aaron HaKohen and Avram Avinu? So he says, Ki b'Avram Avinu olav ha-shalom ho-eimer holech v'nasei ha-negva. Avram Avinu, like we learned many Maimarim, Avram Avinu traveled, went up from level to level to level. Shaholech m'madrega l'madrega. He went from level to level. Mimato l'mayel, from lower to higher. How I they should bechinas hanegba, because south is on the right side. Shubechinas aves Hashem ledavke bedveke vecheshek vitzimoyin. So Avram Avinu kept traveling, meaning kept going higher and higher in avedas Hashem, because negba south, which is that way. So if you face mizrach, so then south is on the right. South is on the right, which is Ava. Well, there is a tiknu leimer baruch shamet chila ve'achakach psuka dezimra, and therefore you have to keep traveling up to come to the ohafta. Right, the ultimate goal is to the shema ohafta, but you have to travel to get there. So you need baruch shamar psuka dezimra, then you need yishtabach, and you need the brachas, so then you come to Ava. And he says, "Ki v'yohafta, the mitzvah v'yohafta." He says, "Ein otzivi amida so ava tivish shebelev." When it says you should love Hashem, it's not a mitzvah that you have the natural instinct of love, because that exists. I can't command you to have a nose; you have one. I can't command you to have Ava, the natural love that the Neshama has to Hashem. You can't command him to have because he has it. But what is the mitzvah of Yahafta? Not that you should possess a natural love that you have. Yahafta means the word Ava, wanting. Willpower is the essence of the Midas. Because if I want something, it's based on my willpower. The more I want it, the more I'll love it, and the more I'll fear it. What's the key to me? This willpower. Like we see clearly. The rots leads the midas of the person. You know, a lot of times the person loves something, yeah? But and you offered it. You say, no, I'm not in the mood. You love it. Normally, you love it. I'm not in the mood. That means Ratzin is the mood, the will. I don't want it. I'm not in the will now, meaning I'm not in the mood. So he says, if he teva me the simisalik the tzeinim imenu, b'nei eizet tam v'das, because if you remove your willpower from this taiva that you have, this desire, and a mekabel nachas tzeinim imenu, you don't get pleasure from it. So it's all up to Ratzin. So therefore, what's the mitzvah of Yahafta? It's not that you should possess natural love, you have it. What it means is you should want to reveal that level of love. That you should want to reveal that level of love. The same thing is in the reverse. If there's something very painful, but you want to do it, then the pain is less. Something you want to do, even though it's painful, if you want to do it, it's much less painful than if you don't want to do it. Boy, said it. and he makes it his will. Therefore, v'amidus tluyim b'ratzon, which is the pnimius and the life of the midah. The Alter Rebbe said, if it would be in my ability...
The Alter Rebbe
says yes. He didn't say it. He said, if it would be in my ability, he would make it every day, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Yasher Cheli, he would institute Birchus Kohanim every day. But Lepel, he didn't. So we don't. In Eretz Yisrael, they do it every day. In Chutzlar, it's only on Yom Tov, in the time of Simcha. That's the accepted minig. By its father, they keep the minig of Eretz.
The Rebbe's Shohan Oro says every day, right?
No. Said the different minhagim. Not in Shohan Oro, but out of the Shohan Oro. The Rebbe said this Torah of Alpeya. The Rebbe said, Yashar Cheli, he would make Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis even in Eretz Yisrael. He would make 2 days Yom Tov even in Eretz. The Rebbe said a few things, fair with that, but he didn't. So he didn't. Huh? That he's always an Eretz Yisrael. So he did. They did every day. That's the meaning of Eretz Yisrael. In Chabad, they also do it every day. Well, the Kohanim usually walk out because they're too lazy. But no, officially, yeah, they do it. Shabbos, for sure, they do it. But they don't sing. They sing, it's only Yom Tov they sing. 2 seconds.
They do it only on high, but the Chabad now they do it only on high holidays.
Where? Not high holidays, every Yom Tov. Just the
Rosh.
Okay. Gimel. The parentheses ends at the end of the next, at the end of the paragraph. Okay, so page Lamed Gimel. Vine calls a madregas Avram Avinu. Sha'av is unikra Ava Selam. So the Ava of Avram Avinu was a worked over Ava. He went from place to place building up the Ava. So it's called Avas Elam. Love of Elam. There's Ava Rabba, there's Ava Selam. We say in Davin, the various different levels of Ava. Why is it called Ava Selam of Avram Avinu? Because it was taken from world, from meditation into world and time and place and so on. The way time is bottled to Hashem. It's called from lower to higher. Like Avram Avinu did. It's the aveda of a person, pulch and adrich musa. The aveda of love, mi madrega la madrega canal. So Avram Avinu was a level called avasela, mi mata la maila, from lower to higher. Avol, bechines arin, bechines acheres. The level of arin is a different level, shushvina de matrinusa, is accompaniment of the queen. In the level of Mumaila Lamata, higher to lower, Shekol Chev Sevuchukose. The whole desire of our Aaron HaKohen was Lias Nigla Kved Hashem Leini Bosa, that we should see the level of godliness, Shegelu Gilu Yalukosis Berch Lamata Kumay Lamaila. Meaning like this, Avram Avinu's love was going from the person working with himself upward to love Hashem. Mimata lamail, from lower to higher. Arin, which is the letters Nira, which means to appear, revelation. Arin's aveda was the aveda of love, milmaila lamata. Meaning, he wanted their godliness, not that Avraham Avinu was elevating oneself to become closer to Hashem. Arin HaKohen's aveda was revealing godliness from higher to lower. Yeah. Right. The Elokus should be revealed. Not the Veda of the Jew. Like the difference really between Tefillah and Torah. Tefillah is we refine ourselves. Torah we bring down God into ourselves. We're not done with Berachas Kohanim. But yeah, but generally speaking, Yivarechecha Hashem, Yishmerecha, Yoyah Hashem, it's all revelations from above.
But you open the channel more faster?
Yeah. So when you're speaking about Moshe and Aaron, yeah. When you speak about Avram and Aaron, it's the opposite.
Oh, Avram and Aaron.
It's saying not Moshana. He's saying Avram Avinu, Avram Ayavi, and Dadi. So yeah, that's why Yichsidus, there's no contradictions, because it depends what we're talking about. In other words, in Kedusha, higher and lower and lower and higher, each are included in themselves, right? Chesed has Gvura, Gvura has Chesed. Lower, higher has higher, lower. Okay, now in lower, higher, there's a level lower to higher. And in that itself, there's higher to lower. In higher to lower, you have higher to lower, and then you have lower to higher in that level. Right? Like, you have weekday, and then you have Shabbos. Correct? Then every day you have Shabbos. The grill and davening every day is Shabbos of that particular day. It's a weekday. Yeah, in the weekday itself, the level of Shabbos. In the weekday is the level of Tefillah.
Traditionally, Iranians didn't say one Shabbat, two Shabbat, Monday or Tuesday.
We say that also.
Yeah.
Ayom Amrishim b'Shabbat, Sheni b'Shabbat. Why do you say it like that?
We learned it from you.
No, why do you say it like that? Because every day that you get the mitzvah remembering Shabbos. That's what the Ramban holds. The reason we don't say b'shavua, in week, in the word week in Hebrew is shavua. We should say yom rishon b'shavua, yom sheni b'shavua, yom shlishi b'shavua. We don't say, we say rishon b'shabbos, sheni b'shabbos, shlishi b'shabbos. So the Ramban says, that's how you mekayim every day the mitzvah remembering Shabbos.
In Arabic and in Farsi is the same thing, to God in Shabbat.
Yak Shabbat, Yak Shabbat. In Chinese, it also sounds like that.
He says even among Muslim, they say Yak Shabbat.
Shabbat, the whole Shabbat.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
It's interesting.
Okay, that's what we do in davening. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I thought the reason we say Shabbat because we receive our energy from a Shabbat before till Wednesday, and from Wednesday on from Shabbat coming.
In that itself, there's two aspects. Shabbos, there's two aspects of Shabbos. Shabbos is the last day of the week. Okay, Shabbos, we spoke many times, Shabbos elevates the whole previous week, even if it's Yom Tov. Like we spoke, Shabbos elevates even the Yom Tov of Shavuot. And then you have what the Zohar says, my name is Baruch and Kuli Yemen, Shabbos blesses the next week. Okay, so Shabbos says two things. It elevates the previous week, and then it blesses the next week. That's Shabbos as the end and the beginning. Then you have Shabbos as the focal point of the week. So Shabbos is in the middle. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are connected to the next Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are connected to the previous Shabbos. So Shabbos is in the middle. And that's why Wednesday we start saying the small Luchun Aranana in the Yom, at the Yom, because Wednesday is already connected. That's why many halachos can make Havdalah through Tuesday. Why can you make Havdalah through Tuesday? Because Tuesday, in certain respects, halachically, kabbalistically, are still connected to the Shabbos before. So there's different aspects of Shabbos. But Shabbos is the day that elevates the previous week and blesses the next week. Yeah, so there's a lot of, again, there's a million aspects of Shabbos, depending on what you're talking about. Sometimes it says in Chassidus, Torah is greater than mitzvahs. Other places it says in Chassidus, mitzvahs are greater than Torah. It depends what we're talking about. When you're talking about Torah, you speak about the greatness of Torah. You learn mitzvahs. That's why in Chassidus, it says this in Chassidus. You learn about Rosh Hashanah in Chassidus. Chassidus explains Rosh Hashanah is the greatest Yom Tov. You learn about Yom Kippur the greatest Yom Tov. You learn about Sukkah the greatest Yom Tov. Pesach, Shavuos, Tu B'Av, Tu B'Shvat, is the greatest Yom Tov. Will the greatest Yom Tov please stand up? I mean, which one is it? So Chassidus explains. There's a Milah that Rosh Hashanah has, no other Yom Tov has. So therefore, when you're learning about Rosh Hashanah, you speak about the greatness that Rosh Hashanah has, no other Yom Tov has. And then you have Yom Kippur, and Shavuos, and Sukkot, and Pesach, and Tu B'Av, and Tu B'Shvat, and Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah, and Purim. Each one has their thing that nobody else has.
I think it has a chocolate color red.
So eat it. Who brought this?